The Hideous Creature Show.
Friends, this is Unknown Henson, Master of Love, baby. Coming to you from the Wild Wild South studios about hints for the lovers all over the world. Good advice from the chart-topping king of love, Unknown Henson, baby. Tonight we're going to talk about examples of how you can talk your wife or girlfriend woman into swinging. Yeah. Example A, tell her you like to see her have friends. She will appreciate this, and she will figure you got her best interest in mind. That's right. B, tell her the couple you has in mind is cousins. Yeah. So when they take the clothes off, it'll be all right, because they done it before. Yeah. This will keep your woman from being shocked when it happens. Think about it. C, say something witty like, variety is the spice of life. She will think you is hip and way ahead of your time, and she will want to follow your wherever command. Yeah, that's it. And finally, D, tell her you will leave her ass if she don't. That's it. Unknown Henson, master of love, baby, advice for lovers all over the world.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internet. The date is Saturday, March 26, 2011. And I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internet. Did I say it was episode 88?
No, but you did now.
Fun fact, episode 88. You know, I can tell I'm getting old.
How?
I got invited to a shindig last night. It was one of the puddle cutters, parties. And she's a beautician, a hair cutter down at, Bishop's. And for anybody who doesn't know, Bishop's is like, one of the, beauty parlor. What's it called?
Barbershop.
Yeah, it's probably more a barbershop than like a beauty salon.
But it's kind of hip. It's kind of cool.
You can drink beer in there while you're getting your haircut.
So it was her birthday, and I was like, "Can you turn the volume down a little bit on the tune?" That. So I go in, and first of all, it starts at 9 o'clock, and guess what?
You're already sleepy.
That's when old men go to bed. So I get up and I go over there. I had a little Tisdale before I went to lube my social joints. Mm-hmm. And I walk in there, and first of all, it's at the local pub right down the street from my house. And I get in there, and there is, it's full, but it's full of Joan Jets. You know that Joan Jett haircut?
Yeah.
It's like somebody won free haircut day, and all the hot girls got their haircut.
The only haircut that she knew how to do was Joan Jett.
Evidently, yeah. There's some sort of pattern. Remember the you put the Play-Doh in the guy, and you crank the wheel.
Fuzzy Pumper Barbershop.
That. Thank you very much. And so everybody's hot, but they had the Joan Jett haircut, and I'm going, oh my fucking God. And, you know, usually I'd be like, all right, a bunch of hotties, this will be fun. I'll have some beers, and maybe I'll take my shirt off and do a belly dance for everybody. But
hopefully.
I got in there, and I immediately felt too many people, not my scene, and there's too many Joan Jets in here for me to handle. And I kept thinking that Phoebe Cates is going to come up and pat me on the shoulder and go through her little dialogue and...
Fast Times,
saying how many Pat Benatars there are in the cafeteria at the time, and I had to leave.
You split?
Yeah, I gave Mallory a haircut. I gave Mallory a hug.
Gave her the Randy Rhodes, not the Joan Jett.
Same thing. It's the same haircut.
It is.
And I gave her a hug, and I saw her husband, and I waved at him a couple times, and I noticed she was sitting at one of those small tables, and there wasn't enough room for me to scooch in over
right there.
So I stayed about a minute and a half and I left. And that was it. And that's how I tell I'm old. And another fun fact, I woke up at 4:45 this morning.
Of course you did. So you can make the early bird special and
take
the shuttle bus over to the waffle shindig.
Yeah,
and,
I had to go get my dentures cleaned and all that other shit.
Get your cane polished. Mm-hmm. That sounded dirty.
My cane polished?
Yeah.
Cane hadn't been polished in a long time, Jenny, but thank you for bringing it up. Some of the things we're going to get to here on the Hideous Creature Show today is we have our topic for episode 88. We have last week's winner for douchebag, and we have a whole new slew of douchebags for you guys, and we're going to hit that in the second half. But I was wondering, Patrick, if we could get one of your movie madness clips.
Chowder's ready.
Mm, chowder. Oh, I adore chowder.
I am glad, but father gets a first taste.
I adore chowder.
I like chowder, too. Chowder, stupid, say it.
I love chowder.
I don't know what that is. Hey, for anybody that's a first-time listener, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie, plays clips throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what the movie is. And you, as a listener, can also play along. I need another one.
I do, too, after that chowder.
I don't know. You know what? Can I get that one again?
Chowder's ready.
Mm, chowder. Oh, I adore chowder.
I am glad, but father gets a first taste.
That might be a better
what
stinger.
What happened at the end? Somebody's fingers got cut off because they got too close to the chowder.
Somebody got a Randy Rotera cut. It sounded like I thought I heard scissors.
Would you guys like one more?
Yes, please.
Oh, this will help you out.
What kind of iron arm are you?
What? Play that again.
What kind of iron arm are you?
I couldn't even... An iron arm?
What kind of iron arm are you?
What kind of iron arm are you?
What the fuck?
Come on, Pat.
We have Tyler Thrasher sitting in on the show today. He's keeping us company. Tyler, he's a movie buff, too, but what the fuck? Do you have an idea, Ty?
Iron arm. It's called Iron Arm Chowder. It's a really
good
movie.
You guys are not gonna like
it's
me.
A porno.
I'm going to play one more, because...
Okay.
Please.
It looks innocent, doesn't it?
Chowder does.
With no traces of blood on it.
But its heart is pure. It needs the master it belongs to.
What the?
I need to end this kind of life.
Then it's over?
Have you hit the have you hit the end? The end of your movie madness
I want
choices?
To say that everyone in this room has definitely seen this movie.
It better not be the one about the baby Loch Ness monster.
Oh, I saw that.
Or Air Bud.
I saw that the other day, actually. It is not that. I would guarantee that everyone has seen this film.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's good, at least, because I feel like I've been on a streak where I haven't seen any of the movies, and I...
You got it last week, though, didn't you?
Yeah, because she...
I know I didn't. I haven't slept since. I have fever dreams now, Patrick.
Oh, you just ruined it. That's what this week's movie is.
Going back into what I was talking about before, I also feel old because I knew that I was going to go to another get-together. Jenny and I used to work at this place in Portland, Oregon called Rocco's Pizza. And Rocco's is finally closing. Big Nick is letting go of the peninsula of pizza. And so we are going to go to a... I worked at Rocco's party right down the street from my house, and I kind of wanted to get out and not be hung over today. But
yeah, I didn't do anything last night so that I would feel good for. Yeah, I can't do back to back drunks anymore. I will cancel whatever I had planned for Saturday easily. If I get too drunk on a Friday, you guys have seen me try to rally up here just to do the show on a Saturday.
Oh,
I'm a miserable fuck, man.
Yeah.
I can't do it anymore.
But Jenny and I used to work at this place, and there was lots of good memories. I can't wait to see.
Yeah.
All of us in the same place, we're still friends, but to have all of us there,
well,
I think
it's
going to be a
treat. Well, and as you get older, too, we all don't, well, we don't work at the same place for one thing, but we all don't hang in, out as much, so... There's a lot of people that I haven't seen in a while that are going to be there, so I'm really excited about that. And just the good memories. The funny thing about Rocco's closing is that Big Nick had a certain way of doing things, which was kind of completely just like off the cuff. He would just decide to do something and do it. And he closed the doors in pretty much exactly that same way. On Monday morning, there was like a hand scrawled note in the window that said Rocco's had closed. No explanation, nothing. It was just over. Like, that's just the way that he did things.
But didn't they just open up a bar?
They
like
did.
Right next door.
Are they keeping the bar open?
No, it's gone too. And I think it may have been kind of like a last ditch effort. Like maybe we can make money off of a bar, and instead it just kind of pulled them all down financially. I don't really know the story of why it closed, but
working at Rocco's was kind of like living in the movie One Crazy Summer. Everybody was like overly character. All their characteristics were like just off.
Magnified.
Yeah, exactly. They're all cuckoo town and drunk. Although, you know, I think officially drunk when I was there because I was always working hungover, but
well, we also managed to finagle a lot of free beers.
Tons of free beer, I think,
because you could very easily fill up a 32-ounce Coke taps and just have it next to you at your station, wherever that was, and sip on it through a straw, and nobody would really know, except for when it would, like, the head of the beer would bubble up out of the top of the Coke.
This ginger ale looks crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty fucking obvious but there was a lot of shenanigans that happened at Rocco's.
What was I gonna say? It was a fun time. I think it was our golden age of youth.
I'm gonna just say one quick memory, because there's too many to even go into. But there was, when we very first started, there was this really large black man named Big Bob who worked. He was a cook, and he was actually really not great at his job. He was mostly lazy, but he was so gigantic that no one said any fucking thing to him.
Him being lazy and not good at his job kind of fit in with all of us.
Right. And no one was going to say shit to Big Bob about anything because he was so giant. We all actually ended up finding out that he was a porn star, and his porn, did you know this?
I didn't know this.
His porn persona was the Humpback, and he had two movies. He had The Humpback and The Humpback Rides Again. And we tried to find those movies, but we never successfully did. But one of my favorite stories was we were all cleaning up after a day of work, and Chip had the broom, and he was sweeping, and he swept Big Bob's feet, and Big Bob grabbed the broom out of Chip's hands and threw it down and spit on it like it was some voodoo thing, and he was like, "Don't ever sweep my feet," and it scared the shit out of Chip.
You know what? That could be the third movie.
The Humpback
versus Chippo.
But yeah, Humpback Rides Again.
Well, this kind of segues into our topic of the week, which is going to be, what was your first job? So Patrick's doing the sound for the show now, kind of our producer, and
wrap it up, Jenny. What's your first job?
why don't we start with you, Patrick?
Okay.
Why don't you give us a story about what your first job and like what some sort of crazy adventure that happened where you worked with this porno star that hated
the Humpback. You were the fluffer for the Humpback.
The Humpback. What kind of porno name is a Humpback?
I don't know.
I looked for it. All I got was Erotica Rides Again.
I just see him kind of...
Oh, we endlessly tried to find it, and it didn't pan out.
My first job was at a restaurant called The Grist Mill in Bow, New Hampshire.
The what?
The Grist Mill.
That does not sound like anywhere I'd want to eat.
Yeah, and it was. I was a busboy. I worked there for about 2 years, I think, from 14 to... No, probably about 2.5, like from
you
14.
You started young, too.
I did.
14.
I started... I was telling June earlier, it's, you know, I started out as a busboy, and my food service, you know, working never really went up the ladder.
You peaked at busboy.
I kind of did. I've waited tables before, but I was not good at doing it.
They're like, you're so good at busboy, you're never leaving, son.
You know, you can make a career out of that. So some douchebag who was 18 told me, he's like, you can make a career out of this until you're like, go to college. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, he's launching space shuttles now.
You're like, shut up, I'm not going to college.
The first 2 years didn't really do it. Like, the first year, a half, 2 years didn't. I was just bussing tables. I think there was only one table that I bussed their food before they finished eating. What entire family all decides to go to the bathroom at once?
Well, I'll tell you, Patrick, that is the first mistake of a green busboy.
This was like a preemptive strike, is what we call it.
I wish that they would have come back from the bathroom and you were eating the food off their plates. That would have been better.
Yeah, but once I got to about 16, 17 years old, I started realizing that everyone in the kitchen was fucking each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really hard, and everyone was doing coke all of the time. And I think when I would walk up and they would be doing coke, I didn't really notice it, so they'd be like, oh, he's clueless. He's an idiot, so he doesn't know what's going on.
They were doing it right around you, and you just didn't know what it was?
They would be doing, like, the sous chef would, like, go into, like, the pantry station, and they would be kind of doing it, and I would, like, drop something off, like, I'd, like, you know, bring up a bunch of plates, like I'm helping the dishwasher, and I'm unloading shit so I can get the silverware. And I'd go up, and they'd all look at me like, "Oh, it's just
heavy." You grab their coke plate and put it in the dishwasher.
Well, they were behind the line doing.
Patrick,
coke.
How old were you for this?
I was 14, and I stopped working. Probably 17, I stopped doing it.
That's working in the food industry is a crazy business.
What was your what was your wage?
I made
cocaine.
I paid
him in cocaine and quarters for the Pac-Man machine.
I started getting really high there. That was awesome when I started getting high after work. But that wasn't until about 16 either. I made $3.85 an hour.
Nice.
Because busboys didn't have to get minimum wage and then tips. And I actually made a lot of tips because the bar was downstairs. It was like kind of like a flight and a half of stairs. And they would, and the bartenders would just like stockpile all their dishes, and I would just go down there and grab them all and carry them up like a flight and a half of stairs so the bartenders would come up and like tip me out even though they didn't have to. But I did pretty well. You know, I made about, you know, $80 a week for working two nights. Probably about
building that
4 hours.
That Corvette.
Yeah. No, I was into the CRX. I wanted the CRX.
Of course you did.
Keep your feet on the ground, busboy.
I never did get it. I got a Volkswagen Fox. And then I quit that job. And then, you know.
So that's something that's going to stick with you for the rest of your life, your first job. And, like, do the memories still seem kind of, like, vivid?
No, not really.
That's too much pot after work.
Well, I would walk through I'd walk home through, like, a forest. Like, I'd take all the back. Like, you could walk down the roads, but I would, like, walk through the woods. And I'd, like, trip out in the woods. I could trip out in the woods walking back. Because, like, weed had a really weird
effect. You and Little Red Riding Hood would walk home
kind
together.
Kind of. I wish it was the new Little Red Riding Hood, the Amanda Seyfried or whatever.
Stay on target. Stay on target.
On topic.
Stay on topic.
But that was my first job. It was pretty boring. I mean, I scooped ice cream after that. I've sucked guys off for money.
still do.
I worked for an ad agency. Sucked guys off for money. So, yeah, it's my job. It's if I had to get a job in a food industry today, I'd probably be bussing tables.
Well, that's an awesome story. I love that story. Can we tell it again? Because it was so fucking good. I need to hear it again.
You want to hear it one more time? Well, it was good because I recorded that one. We can just play it again. How about you, June? What was your story?
No. I have to go last because mine has a little end to it.
Okay. So we'll go to Jenny.
I'll go next. So I was also 14, maybe 15 when I got my first job. This was in Hamilton, Montana, and my first job was at the good old A&W. And I was a car hop. I even got to wear one of those little changey belts, so with the dimes and nickels, and would make the little change out of it.
See, I had never been able, when I was a kid, I couldn't differentiate the little coin thingy between what the umpire had behind his thing to tally up strikes
balls
and outs
and
stuff.
Right. I think
I always thought it was the
clicker.
Same mechanism.
He's giving the catcher nickels.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. That was way off topic.
I don't even know what that thing
is.
It's
ridiculous.
But anyway, I started there as as a car hop, and eventually actually worked my way up to manager.
Did you have to wear an outfit, like an A&W outfit?
Yes, it was horrible.
Was it brown?
Brown or green, polyester pants. And then we had the like white shirts with green and brown stripes. And that shit would get so like full of grease and disgusting. And of course, I was like a really irresponsible teen who never washed her uniform. It was fucking disgusting. And like Rupert floats would explode all over it. And you know.
And this is in Montana, too,
right?
In
Montana, right? Yeah.
So what happened in the wintertime?
Yeah, well,
you just went out and did your thing.
Yeah, well, they
anyway?
Had an inside spot too. You could dine in. It was a nice A&W. You could dine
I
in.
I know exactly what an A&W looks or, like. They're all nice.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, talk yeah. about upper echelon.
Or you plush. Could. They had the huge. It was like Grease, you know. Like they had the huge thing, and all the kids from everywhere would come, and it was like the social fucking place to be, you know. And we sometimes, every once in a while, we would actually. Like Halloween, I remember one year we had to wear the roller skates.
You dressed like an accountant?
No, we dressed like we wore the poodle skirts, like really like
oh,
we were in Greece.
The 50s and
yeah.
stuff, okay.
And
sorry.
We wore the roller skates. And you don't know how hard it is to... Exactly.
we don't know how hard it is to
I
do what?
I fell in love in that car hop outfit. You don't know how hard it is to roller skate with a tray full of like 8 Rupert floats. Those things are fucking heavy. And we had the, you know, the trays that you'd put on people's windows and then they could eat, which I never really understood. Why would you want to eat in your car like that? It's
I
weird.
Don't know. You know what, though? You're right. Roller skating with food, you know, roller skating with the sweetest, most awesome thing that I can think of is my head. And roller skating with that is... precarious enough.
Yeah, I'm not.
But let
good...
alone food. Yeah. And you know what else is? You have to put it on their window, right?
Yeah.
That seems.
And you'd have to stop yourself.
Well.
A lot of times, I would just like hit their car, and that's how I would stop. So, one time, this is really bad. This guy, he was in a really nice car too, and I'm a chick, so I don't remember what kind of car it was, but it was a nice car. And he ordered a large order of tater tots with. Cheese, which, and it wasn't like cheddar, it was like the pump nacho
right
cheese.
Right, the 7-Eleven style, right?
And it was the only thing on the tray, and I was feeling very cocky, and I skated really fast. Maybe he was cute, I don't know, maybe I was trying to impress him.
Ah,
but ooh. I hit the side of his car and I launched the bucket of the container of tots face down, cheese down onto his fucking cock.
Was it out?
No.
So it just went into his lap with his jeans, his whatever, yeah. his Gap khakis.
Right onto his crotch.
BVDs.
And I was like, what can I do? I was like, those are on the house. Like, what am I supposed to say?
Right. Well, you're kind of asking for it if you're sitting in a car waiting for
fucking cocky
people
bastard.
To serve you. Yeah.
But we used to, I worked my way up to like night manager when I was like 17. I
That's
was
a
in
big
charge
time.
Of all the, I think I made, I think working my way up, I think I made like 580 as manager or something.
Wow.
You know, it was big, big fucking time.
But
and
back then, when you were making that 580, that's a big deal.
Seriously. Well, I didn't have any expense. Well, I paid my own car insurance. That's it. And like gas. But otherwise, I had free room and board. I
right,
was eating.
Right.
I mean,
that's
not,
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is back then when you're making that kind of cash, you're living at home,
yeah.
you have your own car, you are out and about. You're
yeah. I was fucking raining over that town. For
it was
real.
Raining money.
But they trusted me to close up and lock up, do the money, all that. And I presided over these other, you know, freshmen and sophomore girls who we've all became friends. We would fucking close that place down, and the baby root beer mugs, we would do shots
oh,
out of them.
I forgot about those.
And we would just sit in the corner booth and smoke weed. I remember one day we got wild and we all took our shirts off
and had
just
a pillow
sat
fight. Say
our,
you had a pillow fight.
Practically.
Please, God. Please fucking
practically.
Pillow fight.
We all sat in our bras.
Floats. Can we take a break for a minute? Can
and
I run
took
downstairs?
Shots. And it was like we were free. We were like Janis Joplin free. Like, we were discovering our femininity.
Were you guys all just sitting there topless, smoking weed, singing Mercedes-Benz all together?
Pretty much, yeah. And it was good times.
Glad you got out of your system then.
I remember having that feeling, being
oh,
at a
God,
job.
It was like
you're
the
just...
freest I'd ever felt. It was just like, yeah. This is the fucking life.
Well, you had money.
Yeah.
You had power, and you had a place to just do your thing.
And people thought I was the coolest boss ever, which I totally was. And, you know, I would then, you know, the next day, Paula would be like, why did no one mop the floor? And I'm like, because we were so high. Like, we, you know, sometimes it wasn't so good to let everybody get fucked up. But
where'd all these down feathers come from?
Yeah. Why is there panties and down feathers everywhere?
Wah, wah. Yeah.
But one of the best things, we had one customer, because this is Montana, mind you, that they would come in like once a month.
What year?
This was 1990.
So Montana, 1990, pre-internet means it's, that would be LA 1984. Do you know what I mean? Because Montana's behind the times.
Oh, it's way behind.
It takes some time.
Yeah, it takes
a little
time.
It's way behind.
Breakdancing just caught on.
We just got talkies, like, at the movie theater.
Roach clips,
you know,
in your hair.
Yeah, pretty much. There was one.
Just saw Tron.
There was one customer that would come, this couple that would come once a month, and they had a fucking bobcat as a pet.
What?
And they would come, and the bobcat would be in the back seat, and we would all fight over who got to feed it cheeseburgers. It was awesome.
You're fucking kidding.
No.
I think we talked about this on the show. Hold on. I need to compose myself.
I think we may have talked about it. I know I've definitely told you this story before.
Who gets to feed him?
Seriously, we would fight. It would be like, Melissa, you got to do it last time. Like, we would fight over who got to feed that bobcat. Because only one car hop could be out there at a time.
I just, one sec. The reason why I'm laughing is because I would have fought those bitches to feed that bobcat hamburgers too.
Totally. Who wouldn't? It was, you know, like the cutest, funnest thing ever.
You could have killed two birds and put that bobcat in the car with the guy who jumped the tater tots on his lap. And that bobcat would have ate them all.
He would have cleaned it off.
It's like, oh, getting a bobcat BJ too.
Okay, I got a topic for next week.
Okay.
Off subject, and we'll go right back in.
Okay.
Pets that nobody should have. Shitty pets.
Yeah.
Because I just watched an
ostrich.
Awesome documentary. Maybe. So next week, let's do pets that you should never have. I'm sorry.
So
back
yeah.
On topic.
So that's it. So it was honestly, looking back on it, Rocco's was a great job, but the A&W was like the best job I've ever had.
That's a great story.
Because
bobcat.
Because I didn't have any fucking anything to answer to. That's the reason.
Right. Well, you were free.
And if
you
I
were basically
fucked up, like, what was going to happen? Yeah. If I got fired, what? I had to still just go back home and live with my dad? Right. Who cares? Like, there was no repercussions.
We'll never go back to basic cable!
And I got to feed a bobcat every so often.
What was his name? Don't say Bob.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Roberto.
I don't remember the name, but
Bitey.
Man, probably Bitey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Its paws were all big, and you could pet it. Oh, I love those cheeseburgers.
Jesus
plain
Christ.
Bread, cheese, meat.
Do you think it had a Pavlovian kind of attribute in his head? So every time that Daddy would start up the Camaro,
every time he'd hear that change belt,
Roberto would go.
Probably.
Knew he was going to get some hamburgers from some teenage hotties.
I love that.
Drunk on root beer after a pillow
on
fight.
On Alabama Slammas.
Really?
That's what we would drink.
Oh, wow.
Alabama Slammas. All right, June, what do you got? What's your first job?
Mine, my first job was, of course, that I'm still working at.
He's not manager yet.
I fixed the toilets over at...
the
Russ
Jiffy
Burger.
Lube.
Thanks, Tyler.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Start laughing.
My first job was at this place called the Prime Rib, where I was a dishwasher. And
is it the Prime Rib on Sandy that still
yes,
exists?
It is.
Nice. Okay.
Is it Clyde's Prime Rib?
I don't know. I think Clyde bought it.
Okay.
But I don't know who the fuck Clyde
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think Clyde is a transplant.
Yeah. So I got a job there, and I started as dishwasher, and of course, I fucking despised it. I hated it. Every time I was thinking I had to go into work, I just was like, fuck. Because when you're 30 and you have to go to work, you don't have like a good time reference.
Right.
Like 8 hours seems like a month. No, I don't know how old, though. I think I was like...
You were probably 14.
Was I like... I think I was like 15?
I'd say 16.
So
yeah.
All right, yeah. So I was like 16.
Glad we got a fact checker.
Yeah. And I was working there, and I was noticing a lot of the cocaines, and also that I got to eat fish and chips for every meal, which mm-hmm. was like, that's what I was like, I'm in the big time now.
I don't need dental. I don't need medical. I got fish and chips every day.
No, fish and chips are a natural teeth cleanser. No, you don't need dental if you can eat those.
All that fish iron just keeps you like 8 years younger.
No, what they did is they went, fish and chips? Okay, there goes your medical. And I was like, oh, can I get some tartar? Dental.
Dental's out there, out the window.
Ooh, can I get it cooked? Optical.
Tartar sauce. Tartar sauce fights optical. Tartar on your teeth, though. So
I didn't even know what optical was.
So is there really optical insurance now?
So that's where I started my my awesome food career.
Tutelage.
Yeah, that's where
apprentice.
I started. Yeah.
Who did you apprentice under? Drunken Joe?
No. There was a bunch of Yahoos on the line, of course. And they were all scary to me because I was littler and they were in their 20s or whatever. But I remember this guy would come in every once in a while, and he'd just walk in. He was an older fella. He was probably like maybe in his 60s. And I go to the line cooks and I go, he'd just stand in the kitchen. And he just kind of look around, and I'd go, who the fuck is this guy? And the line cooks would look at me deadpan and just go, we don't know. He just walks in here and looks around. Of course, he's the owner.
Right. They were fucking with
me. But they were fucking with me. And that's how
you're
kind of.
Why don't you get that old fucker out of here? Why don't you guys stand up for your rights?
So every time he come in, I'm like, I should go talk to this guy. I think he's senile. He just walked in off the street. But that's kind of where I got the kind of the notion that, hey, line cooks get to fuck around a lot. Like,
and the owners
the kitchens,
do nothing.
You get to fuck around a lot.
That's where I need to be.
Also, that's where I, first, when I was, for anybody who doesn't know, when you're in the kitchen, when you're cooking, you call it the line. And they would make me yell, on the line! When I would walk from point A to point B, putting away dishes that I didn't know where they went. And everybody was nice and shit, but it was, ooh, it was like, that guy was in there. Nobody knew who he was. I was like waiting for my fish and chips. I'm like, holy shit.
That was one thing for me working in a small town and working at the A&W. Everybody was my age, other than like the owners. There wasn't any, I wasn't working with a bunch of 25-year-olds that made me feel like intimidated or anything, you know? It was a young kids club.
Well, a fun fact about this job that I learned later after I did a no-show. That's how I ended my first job. I was just like, somebody bought some Jolt, and we got a D&D party, and we are going down the Mordor Canal. I can't go to work. And so I left it. But what I'd learned later on, and this is a very racist fun fact, is that the prime rib in Portland back in, was it the 50s? Mm-hmm. It was called the Coon Chicken Inn.
You've told me this before.
And it was this huge black dude's mouth.
Yeah.
And you walked in his mouth to go in there and get your chicken. And there's pictures of it. Should I post those or should those just
it's not be people
posted?
Can Google
you
it
know
themselves.
What?
Don't post
I'm
it.
I'm not here. And so I think this is like a historical kind of, you know, reference to Portland.
Yeah, Coon's Chicken was like a famous thing. But
no,
also,
I don't
if
think,
you.
Was it Coon's or was it Coon?
Maybe
I thought
it was Coon.
I thought it was singular.
Mm.
Was it singular, Ty? So,
but,
yeah, I think it was like they're like, hey, you
their
know
Their logo
what?
Was basically, Pat, was just like a black face with huge lips.
Yeah.
Like a black, like,
in his
like
mouth.
The caricature that you see on like old Bugs Bunny cartoons
right.
of like or, the native, you know?
Or right. That's, the ghost world, like cream of wheat, whatever the advertisement was. It was
yes.
really racist.
Yes.
It's that thing.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm not going to post it anymore.
Yeah, don't
if you
post
guys
it,
wanna,
but people
yeah.
can Google it. But yeah, that, I
yeah,
mean, it was, it, and it wasn't.
I'm doing like, doing a tick, like a social tick. I'm rubbing my finger like.
Have you seen, even still in some of the beach towns in Oregon, there's still Sambos? Have you seen Sambos?
What is Sambos?
Oh, yeah, the little things that go in your garden.
No, there's an actual chain of, it's a pancake house called Sambo's.
What is Sambo's?
And Sambo's is, there's a story about Little Black Sambo, and the story is that Little Black Sambo ran, it makes no sense, but he was running from these tigers, and the tigers ran around and around and around this tree until they turned to butter. It makes no sense, but the
what are you talking about? That makes perfect sense.
Then he took
Sambo's
the butter.
A pygmy?
I don't know what Sambo is.
Kind of, I think. And then Sambo takes the butter and puts them on pancakes, and that's why the pancake house is called Sambo's. Mm. But it's pretty racist.
So it's science.
Right. I personally would never eat at a Sambo's. It's probably delicious.
You should get BT to go. You and BT. That's what I'm going to get you for your wedding present.
Oh, you mean Sambo's.
Gift certificate.
I ate at Sambo's the other day when I was out like on the coast. Yeah, great pancakes.
Not Sambo's.
That's what I thought it was.
Anyway, so that's going to be the ender for our topic of the week. If anybody has some good stories about their first job that they'd like to share with us,
anecdotes,
you could call us at 503-928-7751 and leave a message for us on our machine. And if it's good and you keep it reasonably
concise,
reasonably small. I think a lot of people call and all of a sudden it's like I'm sitting on 7 minutes of talking.
Right. And June's like anti-minutes are running out.
Yeah. Patrick, let's do a movie madness before we head into fake break, please. I'd like you to be faster. Patrick's in a bad
I'd like you to be buff. Smarter.
I said no talking over the movie madnesses. Let's wrap this up.
Patrick's in a bad mood today.
Patrick's in a bad mood today.
You must want the bath. Fresh water is hard to get here. But I was able to bring some back. You can wear my clothes when you're done. They're clean. Don't worry. I will sing, so you'll always know where I am. You'll feel good after the bath, no more rocks on the head.
Patrick.
No talking over movie. Yeah.
What kind of nonsensical movie is this?
I don't know. It's better not be Ishtar. I will jump over these computers and choke you.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys one more before we go into fake break.
You know what? I don't want one more.
Okay.
Okay, one more.
Tyler does. I do.
Don't play the innocent with me. I've known about the two of you from the start all these years. Whoa. It's a shame neither of you has enough courage to admit the truth to one another. You're wasting precious time. Don't wait too long.
June just looked like he had
June
a
just got, he had like an aha moment.
I think I know the actor.
You don't know the actor.
Do you know the actor?
Is this a science fiction movie?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Hey, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we get back, we'll divulge last week's winner for Douchebag of the Week, and we will barrel out a whole new wheelbarrow douchebags for you. We'll be back momentarily. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit.
The Hideous Creature Show.
When the big fish is hooked and you finally land him, reward yourself with the pleasure of smooth smoking. Smoke longer and finer and milder Pall-Mall. Pall-Mall is longer, yes, but greater length is only half the story. Fine tobacco is its own best filter, and Pall-Mall tobaccos are the finest quality money can buy. And look how Pall-Mall's greater length travels the smoke further, filters the smoke naturally, and makes it mild. In fact, your appreciation of Pall-Mall quality has made it America's most successful and most imitated cigarette. It's your cigarette. Fine tobacco blended to a flavor peak, distinctively Pall-Mall. So reward yourself with a smoothness, mildness, and satisfaction no other cigarette can offer you. Buy Pall-Mall Famous Cigarettes. Outstanding. And they are mild.
And we are back from fake break. I like the fact that we're on top of our game.
We try to be.
Yeah, we're definitely not doing the 4-hour fake breaks anymore.
Those don't exist.
We can't. We're busy people.
It gives us continuity, though, where we don't forget about what we're talking about. What were we talking about?
But
we're talking about Amy Adams, actually, but we don't need to.
We were talking about Amy Adams.
Do you want to go into that?
Do we want to go into that? I saw last night I watched The Fighter, the boxer.
Right. The Fighter.
That's what you kept calling it on our Oscar show. You kept calling it The Boxer.
Right. Well, I saw The Fighter and I really liked it.
Nice.
So that's, I think, one of the I think that's the second Academy Award winning film that I saw.
The other one was Toy Story?
No, I never saw Toy Story. But I always, every time that Amy Adams was on there, I just kept thinking that she's based on Tonya Harding. Every time
she
would come in there.
She looked like her.
Well, she looked like Tonya Harding, and I used to know Tonya Harding when I was growing up.
I can't imagine.
Did she take your virginity?
No.
By force?
No.
Did the girl that you lost your virginity to look like Tonya Harding? Because Amy Adams, I know
she didn't either. Every time, when I was watching, I kept going, I think I might have been a little drunk and I was kind of making the snide remark that, hey, this is going to be really funny on the show when I talk about that she looks like Tonya Harding. But
and
evidently you guys don't think,
are.
You know what? I think you guys need to watch it again. I think you're both idiots.
I haven't seen it yet, so I have it on Netflix.
I've
so I'm going to watch it.
I've seen clips of her in that movie, though. She
but you haven't watched the movie. You know what, Jenny? We just talked about it and you have it at the house.
I
right?
have it
you're
at my house.
Watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
That's good. All right. Well, watch out, Tonya.
I'll watch for Tonya.
Tonya. You don't think so, Tyler?
Tyler's actually been so adamant about no.
I don't know. I don't like the way he's sitting right now.
Well, I like the
I
way
like
he's
that.
Sitting now.
Oh, yeah. I like that. Balls to June.
Tonya Harding. I'm not backing
okay,
down.
I'll report back after
anybody
I watch
that doesn't
it.
Think that, or that does think that she looks like Tonya Harding, or has a Tonya Harding-esque features before she got big and was boxing, then they need to
celebrity boxing.
They, need to, they need to call me via telepathy, a little telepathy action.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's get a Movie Madness before we go into this shit.
You want a Movie Madness?
Yep. You need to be faster, Patrick.
You need to fucking have the itinerary up to fucking speed.
Burn.
Guilty.
Here's a Movie Madness.
Is it possible to find some excuse to invite the governor's wife and their daughter over here?
Oh, what you have in mind?
The best way to trap a fox is through her cub.
Whoa. The fuck, dude?
You've totally seen this
whoa,
movie, Jenny.
Whoa,
I know
whoa,
it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The man in that, I think... I can kind of get like who
and
he
this
is.
This isn't a science fiction
is that what you're thinking,
movie.
Tyler?
It is not a science
it's
fiction
It's not science
movie.
Fiction.
It is not.
Okay, we have to have one more.
You want one more?
Yes, please.
Okay. I never noticed how much my name looks like the word for sword. You are definitely talented. Calligraphy demands the same control as fencing. It all lies in the wrist.
I wouldn't know. Maybe it does.
Is this like Pokemon?
Seriously.
They're talking like Pokemon.
What type of movies sound like Pokemon?
Are we kind of like barking up the right tree?
Well, no, it's not a Pokemon movie.
Is it like a Japanimation movie?
Nope.
I don't want to say it.
Okay, well, yeah.
Is it French?
It's French.
Yeah, because their French is so
it's
pronounced.
French and Russian.
So why don't just we like jump me. Into who won last week's Douchebag of the Week for episode 87? Show of hands, who do you guys think won?
I think that the millionaire's bitching won.
Jenny?
I don't know. I think that maybe the I think the millionaires too. People hate millionaires.
They do. They hate rich people. Right. No, actually they don't. They always want to be rich, so they can't hate them.
Well, I think people get sour because they're poor.
Right.
Right. I do.
I thought that would win.
I can't even afford sour. That's how poor I am.
I thought that they would win, but no, the winner was the bikini pageant judges.
Because she was too bad.
Oh, to lay off the tacos.
Girl. Yeah.
Yeah. So
my sister's angry at you about that, by the way.
Face. And bring your taco ass here and sit on me.
She's going to sit on you and spank you.
I would love to meet your sister.
I would too.
She seriously will spank you.
I'd like to watch her kick June's ass.
I would too.
Well, you know what? It'd probably happen. Not if I feed her. You know what I'll do? Is I will like lead her away with like a trail of tacos.
Oh, wow. Now you're getting
And then I will jump on her. There'll be a tree.
So for last week in Douchebag, fatty taco one.
Yeah, fat ass taco one.
Yeah.
So why don't we jump into topic of the week for episode 88?
Douchebag.
a douchebag of the week for episode 88 of the Hideous Creature Show.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Well, a British man with a fetish for cow manure was beginning a 2-year jail sentence. He has a fetish for cow manure.
Is that a fetish?
No, Jenny, I think you misinterpreted. Yes, it's cow shit. Manure is
No, I know what manure is but shit. It's really a fetish.
Anything could be a fetish.
Well, it's true. We had a show about that.
I think
that,
we established that.
But
earlier.
We did not ever pink. Include cow manure in our list. So
wiping your ass with pink hoodies.
Cow
could
manure
be a fetish.
1, Hideous Creature Show 0.
Yeah, I never saw that one either. Every time I see a pile of poop, though, I have a boner. Well, I get Jenny, quit bringing up my erectile dysfunction. Holding it over me. Now, every time I see a pile of shit, I always think that I would like to stomp it. Just
not fuck it.
Is that a fetish?
No.
No.
That's an impulse.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So a man was caught sexually pleasuring himself covered in dung in a farm in southwestern England, and he got 2 years for it. David Trescott. Trescott, a basket, a flower, cow manure, basket. Whatever. Sorry. Pissed out on that one. He was found naked apart from a single sock. Because he's gonna take that sock off eventually, put some shit in there and save it.
He was doing like a doggy, Chili Peppers thing?
Yeah, it's a doggy bag. Oh, maybe it was on his cock.
I doubt it was on his foot.
He was found naked.
Where socks live.
By a farmer's 16-year-old son last month on the Woodbury's house farm. And obviously the cops were called and the officers arrived. He was covered with a large amount of, as the English are calling it, slurry and mud. And he was surrounded by tissues. That's a great word.
That's because he was
shit,
crying.
So
he brought a sock and some tissues, June. What are you having a problem with?
I'm wondering, if you're in the middle of, like, muck and shit, why are you worried about, like, your post-product? Wouldn't you just, I mean, clean?
What, you mean the tissues?
No, I mean, yeah, clean. How can you clean up a mess that you're already a mess in? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Tears.
Yeah, tears. I think you hit it right on the head.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Tissues.
I know.
He had a little box of tissues and then.
Right. To collect his ejaculate because it might make the shit dirty.
Exactly.
Maybe
that's what I was thinking.
Maybe it makes it impure to him.
Do you think he was like worried about DNA or something like that?
Maybe he was worried about making a man cow.
He's the cow fucker chupacabra. Mm-hmm. And
the chupacabra is a total myth. It's this guy. It's Trescott.
Trescott.
Trescott is the chupacabra.
And I have to say that I think that we should post a picture of him because he does look like Christian Bale at the Oscars. He resembles him a little bit. In fact, Christian Bale could play him.
My God, I hope they make a movie about it. And Christian Bale will totally win that Oscar.
Like, couldn't you see Christian Bale, like, from the Oscars doing him? Look, he looks at him.
And Tyler said it looks like Chip.
Maybe Chip could. Maybe it was
Christian Bale, Chip, whatever.
Well, obviously for David Trescott, it was the third time he was caught in similar circumstances.
Come on, Trescott.
At the same farm.
Was they it need his? To get some electric fences around this bitch.
Was it his farm,
one
though?
Of those no.
No.
It was, no.
So he was.
It
he,
was the Ross
it's
farm.
It's the farm that he prefers, though.
Well, hold on. I'm going to compose myself in a second, and I will elaborate on my thoughts. 1 second. I'm going to have a drink of beer. So do you think his fetish had to do with the animal it came out of?
No.
Or
maybe he
was
has
it
a special Bessie that he likes that turns
well,
out of.
Well, I mean,
Mona.
For instance, there's a lot of particulars when in sex or porn or whatever. Do you think that there's a certain
maybe
animal that
the
produces the super pie that he likes to beat off to? Does he fuck the pie?
Right.
Like
the
what's
cow
going
pie
on
you're
here?
Talking about.
Does he fuck it And does or does he just like sit in it and jack off? I don't understand.
And then, yeah, because he's covered in it.
And then
not...
what the fuck is a tissue for?
I don't know about the tissue. I think it's for his tears.
I think the tears are.
Yeah, I'm going to get caught someday.
Well, he's gotten caught three times already.
No, it's because the cow doesn't reciprocate his love. That's why he's crying.
Well, that's what I was saying. Is there like a particular
if he's gotten busted and gone back to that farm three times, then there's something about that farm or that cow that he really gets a huge chub for.
Lighting.
When I was a kid, if you got onto Old Man Johnson's farm, you got shot with rock salt. Mm-hmm. That would solve the problem, right? What happened now? Is he just that sneaky?
No, I think it's because it's in Europe. They're not angry like here in the States.
They don't have guns. Their cops don't even have guns, yeah. For Christ's sake.
Okay, a trebuchet, whatever.
They just
whatever.
Shake a fist at you. That's all.
You're going to step up in those pies.
You go flee and I tell you a pull gun shake.
That's what they're yelling.
And he's like, what?
It's trebuchet.
More tissues?
Okay.
Southwestern UK.
Is there any more in the story, Patrick?
Pretty much the judge just called his activities bizarre and perverted. And
shitty.
He pleaded guilty. Your activities are a bit of shite. And in shite. In fact, they're
That's
all shite.
Scottish.
Yes, but this judge was Scottish. Scottish judge Christopher Elwin says that in my copy.
Hell of a shite!
I just made that up.
I realized. You didn't know you could. We would believe you.
I know. I could have kept going. He does look like Christian Bale. He has like the reddish beard, and I like it. He's in handcuffs. He has some tattoos.
Okay, can I
tattoos.
Say one thing about that? I don't like that Christian Bale's hair is brown and his beard is a ginger. I don't like it. Keep your hair and your beard the same color.
I don't have. You can't do what God smote it upon you.
You get some fucking dye and you dye it brown.
Right.
Who's the douchebag in this one?
I think it would be the cow for having to shit that much.
You're saying the cow, Jenny? What
no,
are you saying?
No, the fucking shit fucker.
The shit fucker. He's a shit fucker.
I was thinking about playing devil's advocate, but we're short on time. Because there's like so many variables that maybe you should just let him cash out and then. Whatever, let him go.
Well, they let him be there three times. They might as well just let him hang
out. Well, what if the shit fucking is like the easiest thing that they have for this guy? What if he's into other stuff?
I know. Don't let it, like, keep him occupied.
Like, because you don't want him to like kill a woman and disembowel her and then take her shit and rub in that. You just want to say it's a cow shit. He's in a field. He's like
not killing the cow.
Okay. So douchebag of the week. We're gonna say shit fucker.
Yeah.
Get a new thing.
Shit fucker.
All right. Mine is going to be an Andy Rooney-ish kind of thing. Mine is Liz Taylor died recently, which is one of the people that if I had a time machine, I would go back and have sex with her in her Cleopatra days.
Me too.
But for her funeral... She demanded that her casket got there 15 minutes late. Huh? 15 minutes late to your own funeral. Everybody's been saying it.
Now, really?
Why? Yes.
You got some issues.
This was like written in her like will. Codicil,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that was written in her will. And what I'm thinking is that not everybody's Liz Taylor.
No.
And that this is going to cascade often to a whole new generation of douchebags thinking that they get the right
that
to do this kind of
shit. That they get to be
shit.
Liz Taylor-y.
Right. So
I want them to take my coffin to Cinnabon and Jamba Juice, and then I want them to roll up to Macy's so I can shop before you send me down to Everly Estates Gladen Graveyard.
So it's going to create a whole like line of super celebs that think that...
Right.
So I heard something this week, kind of on topic, that fucking, I don't know if this is true, but that Lindsay Lohan decided that she's going to just legally change her name to Lindsay because she thinks she's on a fucking first name basis with the planet now.
Like
this
Sharon
is what
Mork.
I'm talking about. Lindsay Lohan is going to think that she is now all of a sudden Elizabeth Taylor that she can demand things.
Well, like that's, Cher.
Right. Well, in kind of a way, Lindsay, is that what she's changing?
Yes.
That's what she could do that because she's somebody. But what I'm saying is that Liz Taylor is a douchebag in my eye because she's giving these people that have this
entitlement thing
that they read like all the Harry Potter books like five times and now all of a sudden they're a superstar in their own head and they're gonna
can I claim that because I've done that
you can yes. But what I'm saying is that like this is gonna cascade and down into the norms. Yeah. Where people are going to have this entitlement that they're going to think that they're going to be 15 minutes
instead
late
of my
funeral.
Super 16.
Don't be 15 minutes late to your fucking funeral. Everybody hates being there already. Liz Taylor and you, Fred Freeman from gay ass LA or wherever the fuck you're from. Trust me, this is gonna end up bad. And mark tape because this is going to end up horrible.
June is predicting the future now.
Tape is marked.
So my douchebag of the week is for Liz Taylor for being 15 minutes late to her own funeral.
Got it, boss.
Okay, I got a doozy. I got a good one. Pastor had sex with teens to cure their homosexuality.
Oh,
because that works.
Yeah.
A former youth pastor in Council Bluffs, Iowa, said he had sex with teenage boys because it was his pastoral duty to, quote, help the teen with homosexual urges by praying while he had sexual contact with them. That's a quote from this guy.
Can you repeat that quote?
Help the teen with homosexual urges by praying while he had sexual contact with them. But law
that works,
enforcement,
though, right?
Law enforcement has a different view of his actions. Earlier this month, Brent Garreau, 31, he's only 31. He's a young look and his picture's fucking creepy too. Was arrested on 60 counts of suspicion of sexual exploitation by a counselor or therapist. In February, Garreau told the Council Bluffs police detectives that he had sexual contact with four young men starting in 2007 in order to help them gain, quote, sexual purity in the eyes of God. But Pottawatomie, doesn't matter, County Attorney Matt Weaver told the non-parial that at least eight men had come forward with complaints that Garreau had molested them. Court documents indicate Garreau told investigators that most sexual contact he had was with one teen over a four-year period starting when the boy was 14. Just right about the time when you should start fucking boys. Right around 14.
I think that's a sweet period. You're right.
It's a sweet spot. Calling the contact, quote, mutual, he said it occurred between 25 and 50 times. Mm. When investigators spoke to the teen, who's now an adult, he told them the number was between 50 and 100. Three other men who were teenagers when the incident occurred told investigators the sex occurred in Garreau's home. All they said was he went to be helped with sexual purity. Quote, when they would ejaculate, they were getting rid of the evil thoughts in their mind. That's what the Garreau told the detectives. Wilbur said investigators are following leads to see if there are more victims. Garreau is currently free on $30,000 bond.
That's it? See, you know what's fucked up is that this is supposed to be funny, but this is horrible.
It's horrible.
That's horrible.
And if you saw the picture of this guy, he's so fucking creepy.
If there's any time that we need a lynch mob, we need some like a crazy justice, it's right at this point. That guy should be
and he's
just
out.
Fucking killed.
I want to cut off his cock with a pair of bolt cutters and then feed it to him and then have him have to puke it back into his mom's face.
Have him ejaculate it. Try to pass
that
through your urethra.
That's how you purify yourself.
You know, call me old fashioned. Call me a little bit, you know, call me a little bit.
You're a passionate
Christian.
Guy.
I am.
Oh, okay. Patrick, you're old fashioned.
I am.
That story is absolutely horrible.
It's horrible.
And what is it about the people with God?
What in the fuck is
sex?
It with people humping fucking teenage boys?
But they always do it under the cover of like, well, I had a good excuse.
Yeah, to free yourselves in the eye of God. In the
right.
eyes of God.
I mean, the guys that get caught on To Catch a Predator, they're like, yeah, I just wanted to talk to someone. They're idiots. But when you're like, listen, I've got my excuse mapped out. They're fucking idiots. It's always God. Oh, God. God fucks everything up in such a bad way that it shouldn't be fucked up.
He needs to die. We don't need these people in our planet.
No.
Breathe in all my fucking air. This is my air. Your air, Patrick. Jenny, you get some of this air, too. Even though women don't get a lot of
air. I know, women
are
lesser creatures, but it's still we still need air.
Because their brains aren't as smart as males there, and they need less
oxygen.
No,
they're not. But even my unsmart brain knows that that's wrong.
Even my hungover small brain knows that this guy needs to go. He needs to be the way of the dodo.
I think we should just do everything. Put him in a cannon, shoot him out when we're done that, drag him behind a car.
Something needs to happen.
I hope he goes to prison and gets fucking really great cock there.
Well, that's what he wants.
Let's put him in a female prison.
Oh, that'd be great.
Put him with all the. I watched a documentary about some female prisoners. Those bitches are mean.
Oh, they're very, very mean.
I actually, just as a side note, I watched this documentary the other day, and there's all these women in the prisons who create these gangs, and they refer to themselves as the daddy, and then they'll have like uncles and nephews. They all refer to themselves as male name, like male members of the family. It's weird.
Kind of hot.
They're like, hey, what's up, nephew? What you doing?
Oh, that's just
weird.
Bad.
I don't want to be a nephew.
Can I take a break? Can you write that film down? And
that's a clip? So the douchebag for this is of course this fucking asshole.
Yes.
For forever and a day.
Yes.
Jenny, do you want to run down our douchebags real quick?
Yes, I do, and I didn't write them down. So the first one was the guy that fucks cow poo.
Or masturbates in cow poo.
Well, or whatever let's he does accurate. With it. I don't know.
I like that guy's style.
A guy who messes around with the doo-doo in the cow pasture.
Fecophiliac.
Yeah. Good usage, June.
Right.
The second one was Elizabeth Taylor for fucking setting the bar too high for all the other dicks that are going to die. And third is... Garreau over here who likes to...
Garreau over?
Garreau over here who likes to fucking make boys pure by fucking them.
Yeah.
It's just bad.
So those are douchebags for episode 88.
See you in the cow pasture with tissue. So you can go to our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com, and vote for who you think is the douchebag of the week for episode 88. I'm kind of stumped. This is a this is a good one. Very, very interesting. So why don't we conclude our movie madness, Patrick?
You want your movie madness concluded,
do you? I have to have it.
I desire it.
Okay. I need it. Much like I need a box of tissues and some fucking cow shit.
Which equals a lot.
Okay, gobs. I know you guys are having a hard time with this one. So
the correct ratio is gobs.
Gobs of poop.
The Green Destiny. You are giving it to Belayer.
Yes. Belayer has always been our greatest protector.
You cannot do it, Mubai. That sword is like your brother. It's been a part of you forever.
What the fuck?
Patrick, I have never seen
Jenny,
this movie.
Jenny, do you have an idea,
no,
a clue?
No.
Tyler, do you have a crew? A clue?
I have a crew.
Or a crew? Do you have a crew here to beat up Patrick for his crappy movie?
I have something in the back of my head, but I'm not going to...
I think Tyler might actually win this one. Here's another one. I don't think this one's going to help.
One night, when I was little, I saw 1,000 stars fall out of the sky. Where'd they all go, I wondered. Then I thought maybe if I ride to the end of the desert, I'll find them. I'm an orphan. I was always doing things alone.
Of course you were.
So I rode out one morning.
And you're in the desert.
I've been riding all over the desert ever since.
And you're in a horrible movie.
After riding all over
on
the
donkey.
Desert.
No one likes
bandit.
You.
And
since
he couldn't find the star.
We kind of talked.
I don't even fucking know what is happening.
I have no idea.
Yeah. All right.
You're the cow patty.
I'm going to
we're
say.
We're all the cow patty right now. We're getting raped by a guy talking in our ear saying it's okay to discharge into a napkin in the middle of a cow pasture.
In the middle of a cow pasture to keep it clean.
You? A name I abhor. When I hear it, my ears start to ache. I feel like vomiting. And suddenly I cannot hold back my sword hand's anger.
Patrick, you are a dick.
I'm not a dick.
Seriously, listeners, if anyone has gotten this and June and I are the dicks, then that's fine.
I'm not a
dick. But honestly, this is some fucking joke.
All right, I have two more. This is not a... it's a little bit of a
unless
joke.
Unless the clips say the name of this movie is, I'm not going
to
get it.
Here's two more, okay? And I want you guys to look at story and what they're talking about and what movie
what
this could
story?
Be.
What story? The stars fall. I'm an orphan and the stars are falling.
I'm
what
on a donkey in the
story?
Middle of the desert. And I don't know what I'm...
Okay, here it is.
I tried to leave the Zhenghu world for you. And look what trouble that has brought us.
Got it.
The feelings one represses just strengthen.
You are right, but what do I do then? What I would like is us.
I think I got it.
Together as we are here, it gives me a sense of infinite peace.
I don't have it.
Oh, I got so excited.
All right. Okay. All right.
Asshole. Patrick.
This is my last one.
You're going to dupe me again, and I swear to
this
God.
This is my last one.
And choke you.
One of the words in the movie titles is in this clip.
What is it? And?
No, there's actually no and. Anyway.
You want to know who I am? I am the Invincible Sword Goddess. With the green destiny that knows no equal. I am the dragon from the desert.
I think I got it.
Who appears from nowhere and leaves no trace.
Okay, I think I
do you understand now?
I might have it.
Well, take a stab at it, because that's the last clip.
That's all.
So what do you got?
Is it Prince of Persia?
Nope. Son of a... All right.
Jake Gyllenhaal,
Jenny?
Where are you?
Jenny,
I don't
do you have
know.
Anything?
The goddess of the...
I have to be honest. I think that probably everyone in this room has seen this movie, but they did not hear this movie in English. They read this movie in subtitles.
The Alchemist?
I have no idea what that is. I don't watch films from Detroit.
Kill Bill?
No.
June keeps getting these light bulbs.
Kill Bill was done in English. They're all wrong. It was a film that came out in 2000.
The Golden Compass.
It had what's her name? It had
Air Bud.
It had you already said Air Bud.
Chow Yun Fat. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's totally what it is.
Damn it!
Suck it, Jenny! Suck
All
it!
All right, fuck it.
I'm sorry, but that was for Miranda who wanted a foreign film.
There you go, Miranda.
See how well it went?
Oh, my God.
Really?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
It was the English voiceover of Crouching Tiger, Hidden
Touché,
Dragon.
Touché, Patrick.
And
Touché.
Please, anyone that got that movie, please let us know.
One time when I was in Hawaii and I was hanging out with my mom, I rented Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and I watched it with my mom thinking we were going to have an adventure. You know, like, hey, Mom, check out this great art film. And she just kept going... People can't fly. And just destroyed me. She hated it. She was like picking it apart. It was funny.
She didn't like Superman either.
Well, Superman's real. It's a documentary, Patrick. Hey, we're coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. You can contact us on our website, which is hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. If you want to email us, and I suggest you do, we are at hideouscreatureshow@gmail.com. We're on the Facebooks, and I would like to thank everybody that's posting all the stuff on Facebook. Every time I go on there, there's something new, and it's fantastic. And you guys are fucked up in your heads. That is some of the stuff that's posted on there is really, really funny.
I love it.
You can give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk, sober, happy or sad, and leave a message at our Hideous Creature Show
Hotline.
Thank you. Hotline, which is 503-928-7751. I'm going to say that one more time slower because you're probably at work listening to the show. It's 503-928-7751. Call us and leave us a message whenever you want. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Has everyone in this room seen this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I have too. You can listen to the show via our website where we have all of our shows set in there from the first one to this one. And you guys can go on there and pick and choose whatever you want to download or listen to. Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, and iTunes. If anybody uses iTunes, please take a little bit of your sweet time and give us a 5-star rating and a review. It'll help us go up in the ratings and it will give us some more exposure. If you would like to support the show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. You can do so by going to our website, the little icon at the top of the webpage called Store. We don't have any extra larges yet, but we will have some for you, Kenny, as soon as we can.
Yeah, you fat ass.
But the best way to support the show is by spreading the word. Tell a friend, a loved one, an enemy, anybody you think might like the show. We have a special thanks to Johnny Fucker again for letting us use his computer.
I'd also like to give a special thanks to Tyler Thrasher for sitting here and cracking up today and
thank you, Tyler,
making me feel special.
Wearing an awesome shirt.
A really special thanks to everybody that listens to the show and takes their time to download it. Thank you, guys. The intro to the show was Unknown Henson. The outro to the show is going to be one of the new ones from the Black Keys. We're going to do another podcast in about 7 days. Until then, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week. We love you.
Jeeves Creature Show.
The man fans that I have gets a lot out of my music, too. Yeah, yeah, that's right. And they look to the king from time to time for advice on their romance life and how to handle womans. And there again, I'm glad to help out.